Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the Capitol,
giving a microphone,
dress
like a million bucks,
buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on now, dig me. One and only Steve Harvey. Got what? Radio show. man, what you doing with it? Trying to do the very, very best I can with it. I really am, you know. I get tired sometimes on my journey. I'm not going to kid you. Trying to make something out yourself is a task. If you want to attempt to do something and understand going in that if the thing you're trying to do is to improve yourself, to better your position, to better your relationship, your family, anything, you're trying to be a better you, you're trying to make more money, you're trying to get it together, you're trying to change. If any of those things are in your hopes and dreams, know this right here. You are about to face some challenges. But you might as well go ahead anyway and face those challenges, because if you don't, you have a whole nother set of challenges to face. You know, it's an amazing thing, man, how people sit around and they watch other people strike out to become successful. And they sit in the stands watching these people play out these games, and they criticize, they boo, they laugh at their efforts and everything. And they talk about the failures. He missed that game when he shot. Boy, he sucked. Man, he did this. He ain't worth that. I hear people who sit in stands, who criticize people who are out there on the playing field. Now, when you're on the playing field, you have a set of challenges in front of you. You're going to be open to criticism. You're going to be open to ridicule. You're going to be talked about when you don't know the people who are talking about you. Now, here's the upside to being the player on the field that's facing all the challenges, the criticisms, the laughing, the joke, the being talked about. He has something going for him. This person, boy, woman, child, girl, man, has an opportunity to win. They have an opportunity to win. And in the game of life, just because you lose one of the games or you lose one of the matches, it don't mean you've lost. You don't get put out. You keep playing. And when you're playing, here's the upside. You have the opportunity to win. But guess what? You're going to win some of the matches. You're going to win some of the points. You're going to make some of the dunks. You're going to hit some of them over the wall. You're going to hit some out the park. You're going to score some goals. You will if you're playing the game. Here's the problem with the people who don't face criticism, who nobody boos or cheers for, who sits in the stands and knows neither victory nor defeat. Those people, without realizing it, are facing a set of challenges also. And the challenges they're facing is how I'm going to live with myself. What I'm going to do now. What direction am I going in? Where am I going to live? Wonder what job will hire me. Wonder if I can get paid for criticizing. Oh, woe is me. I can't find the purpose in my life. And man, I'm just waking up in a state of confusion. I don't know what to do. Now, let me ask you something. Which one of them set of challenges you'd rather be faced with? Because if I'm on the floor playing, if I'm on the field playing, if I'm out on the court playing, then guess what? I got a chance at winning. But guess what I'm doing every day while I'm playing? I'm strategizing. I'm waking up with a purpose. I'm waking up trying to come up with another angle. I'm in pursuit of a goal every single day versus the people in the stands who know neither victory nor defeat. Get in the game. Face the challenges. better yourself, better your wife, better your children, better your condition, better your employment status, better your job, better your career. Take a shot. Come on, man. What you waiting on? Because the alternative is to watch other people play the game. You know what I just do sometimes? Sometimes I get Forbes magazine or Money magazine, or sometimes I still grab a copy of the Robb Report. I just flip through it just to see. I used to get this book called Unique Homes. Unique Homes is a magazine that just has a lot of extravagant houses that's on sale across the country, across the world. I used to just flip through, man. Let me just see, man, what the people that's playing the game out there doing. Stop watching other people become successful when you could very easily be you if you make the decision. But when you make the decision to become successful, get ready for a series of challenges. I think it's more difficult not to accept the challenge. I think it's, for me, this is just for me, it may not be the case for you. For me, I think it's far more difficult to wake up and just see how life gonna go today. Because, man, it could just deal you any kind of hand today. You understand? I don't like, you know, spades. Let's talk a card game, for example. The game of spades, really, man, it ain't a whole lot you can do if you don't get no spades. Really? It's a couple of little strategies you got to do, but you can have all this ace, king, queen, diamond, all you want, but, man, you ain't got no spades. They cutting them. You're in trouble. Be it whist, different game. You can create what's in your hand. You got dealt a hand, too, but you can create a hand. You can call a trump. You can make diamonds your spades. You can make hearts or clubs your spades. That's what I'm saying. That's what it is. You can do something with it. It's a different game, man. You can strategize. I would rather have a say-so in my life than to wake up every day and just see how it's going. I think it's more difficult to not accept the challenge to be something than it is to accept the challenge to be something. I think it's more difficult to sit around and not be nothing. I think it's harder to watch everybody's life going somewhere but mine. I think it would be very difficult for me to sit here and hear them talking about other people and never mention my name. It would be difficult for me to see everybody rise and getting promotions except me. That would be difficult for me. It may not be for you, but for me it would be quite challenging. I would rather accept the challenge of making something out of my life than to sit there and criticize those and then watch and see how my life just may go. Okay? Just a thought today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is here. You know what time it is. It's another day, another gift, another present, another blessing, another opportunity, another chance, another reason. All of that, man. God gave you another one today. Gave you another moment of grace. All it, man, thank you. Thank you. At least have enough sense to say thank you, man. We should all have enough sense to say thank you for the thing that he does for us every day that we just don't have the ability to do. You can't wake yourself up. That's him. Man, you better get it now. Ladies and gentlemen, we rolling today. Shirley Strawberry, Mouth of the South, Jr., government name, Kill Spaich, the legend of Nephew Tommy. It's a good one today. I'm having a good day. Yeah, Junior.
It's 3 days away, Thanksgiving, 3 days away. Can you tell us, just tell people we ain't accepted at this Thanksgiving? Because people don't need to know. They need to know. What we ain't accepting.
Things that we're not accepting.
Yeah, things we ain't accepting this Thanksgiving. Because they need to know. They're going to keep doing it if we don't tell them.
Do not go online and fix a dish that you saw on the internet.
We're not doing that.
Don't do that.
No surprise.
We're not doing it. That's a big one.
Don't do that. Man, I saw a video on Instagram the other day. This black lady had cussed out this girl for messing up the food because she went online. What was she cooking? She cooked something.
Mac and cheese.
The mac and cheese.
Uh-huh. It would have was.
They got a million mac and cheese recipes and online. Uh-huh.
She went online and didn't do the family. They told her to do it like we've been doing it for the family, for the mac and cheese. She done went online and found a recipe where you put 12 eggs in the mac and cheese.
I saw that one too with the 12 eggs. Shirley, eggs.
That black lady was so mad. She cussed her out.
What kind of egg? Ball? Raw? What kind of egg?
Tommy, I'm going to send you the video because I saved it, but we can't play it on the air because she went off.
She went off. Okay.
But you just don't do that this year.
You're not doing that.
You had some scrambled eggs with cheese and a couple of noodles.
Just several things, man. It's just like, you know, it's coming up. It's a great time. Listen to me. Also, when we gather around and we bless the food, everybody, it just ain't time everybody pray. I can't stand that.
Too long.
Everybody get to say something in the prayer, or everybody go around and say what they grateful for. I can't stand that. Because you always get to them old people, and here come this years of thankfulness.
Okay, hey, man,
take that. Keep all that for yourself.
Coming
and don't hold my hand. I don't like anybody holding my hand when we pray in no way. Don't hold my hand.
It takes too long. The food is going to get cold.
I'll stand next to my wife, but usually somebody next to me, I don't really. So don't hold my hand.
All right, coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll have some church complaints from Pastor Motown, Reverend Motown, and Deacon Def Jam right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready because it is time for church complaints.
We gather most prosperously.
Whoa.
As we alternate for days of ambiguity.
Ambiguity.
You know, right now is an auspicious moment. As we sit here and ceremoniously reach out and procurate. You know what I'm saying?
Come on,
as
Pastor.
We ostracize. It's time for church complaints. Come on, DJ. Lord, I'm preaching this morning.
Yes, you are. Amen.
You know how to bring the word. You know how to bring the word.
Yes, I do.
A big word.
Let me get this thing started, Pastor. The Chitlin Cook-Off is this upcoming Saturday. Now, we got 50 contestants, and it's going to take place in the parking lot as usual. Now, the neighborhood is fighting to stop the cook-off. They said last year it took 4 months to get the smell out of the neighborhood. Do you want to follow through with the contest? That's on you, Pastor.
Deacon, this is a cooking contest.
The Chitlin Cook-Off. Yeah, the Chitlin Cook-Off.
Yeah, we're going to have that. That's a staple in our community.
Yes,
we're
it is.
We're going to have the Chitlin Cook-Off. They banned Sister Bertha Watkins long as she don't come.
What's wrong?
Well, she just take her chitlins out the bucket and pull them in the pot and start boiling.
She don't clean them.
She ain't clean nothing there.
She never clean them. She ain't never clean that.
And the other cooks don't want to be around her. So as long as Bertha Watkins is banned, we're going to go ahead on with it. Go ahead and complain.
All right, Calvin the Crackhead is at it again. Now, he is selling microwaves without the cords attached. And he's telling people that it has Bluetooth capabilities. Now, he done sold 8 of them, and we need help getting our money back. Let me just be real and say I bought one of them, too. But the microwave don't work. He told us it was Bluetooth capabilities, and that's not the case, pal.
Listen, these microwaves could have Bluetooth capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
But they still got to be plugged in. Why is y'all old people out here that is not tech savvy being lured in with Bluetooth capabilities?
Come on, right. Pastor.
You don't have no how to work the buttons on it.
Yeah.
This is true. Amen, Pastor.
So now we're not like getting involved new, with that. If your dumb ass done bought a microwave that ain't got a cord on it, that says snatch and grab all day long. These crackheads going in the Best Buy, just snatching them out of the wall, and they leaving the codes in there. And they running out with them, and now they sell them to you with Bluetooth. It ain't got a tooth or blue in it.
Next.
Let me move right along, Shirley. Thank you. Sister Regina, Sister Regina Bailey passed. Now, as you know, she has live chickens and a turkey in her backyard. These are really her pets, and she needs your help. The turkey has got in the garage and put on the snowman outfit and won't take it off. We think he has Thanksgiving-itis, but he will not take off the snowman outfit.
Well, we got nothing to do with that. I don't blame the turkey, because I was over her house when the turkey was young, and I was saying, well, a couple more years.
He'll be on our table.
Yeah, it's right for the taking. So,
yes.
I've often wondered when I go by there, how the hell that snowman was moving like that. So that's a turkey inside the snowman suit. Oh, Lord, that turkey's smart. They say turkeys are dumb, but this right here done stuck around an extra year or two.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, now that we know that's it, tell him that ain't going to save him next year, because we killing the snowman next year. Always
awful.
Good to have a sense of humor in the Lord. Go ahead.
Amen.
Yes, it is. Speaking of Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving Feed the Strippers project has been approved. We will be going to the strip club Thursday night on Thanksgiving, feeding the strippers. Now, the strippers are inviting the praise dancers to come out and perform with them the turkey butt strut. But that's your call, Pastor, if the praise dancers can join in. That's on you.
Turkey butt strut.
Turkey butt strut. Well, it's a stripper thing, Shirley. You don't know that.
No.
Well,
not judging.
You know, it's not a great look for the church, but it is the number one fundraiser we've ever had. I just can't find it in my heart and soul to run it out. I just can't cut it off. So let him use you is all I can do. Let him use you. It's the number one fundraiser we've ever had.
It's a shame.
Lord have mercy.
Where is Jesus when you really need him?
We bought all the pews last year with the money.
Oh, amen, Pastor. Amen.
All right, last but not least, Pastor. Brother David and Sister Linda Prescott were driving naked at midnight on Saturday. Now, this is what they do for fun. Well, they was pulled over and had to get out the car. Now, you know, both of them is 65, 66 years old. The police officer let them go because he said he was friends with you. But he wants you to counsel them for 6 months. Now, the question is if you okay with that. But they was butt naked standing out the car.
I'm not counseling anybody. What do you want me to say?
But they'll have their clothes on then, Pastor, when they're with you.
But why? What is we finna talk about?
They got to quit this midnight naked driving, Pastor. They gonna have to quit doing this midnight naked
driving. If y'all think that they just driving, you just as stupid as the police is.
Oh, really? Okay. All right, guys, coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, the second annual Melt Middle East Golf Tournament and Gala was this past Friday. Thanksgiving is this coming Thursday, and the Harvey Foundation is doing their annual turkey giveaway to the Steve Harvey Nation. And the father, this is sad news right here. I'm sure you guys have heard about this story. The father of a murdered North Carolina woman wants answers from her so-called friends about her death. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO.
Come on,
all right, this is from Ginger in Canton, CLO. Ginger writes, my husband and I are keeping his ex-wife's dog because my stepdaughter wanted the dog with her while she stayed with us. The dog was attacked by ants, so I took him to the vet. I want his ex to reimburse me. He said that I'm being petty, but he wouldn't even take the dog to the vet. So how am I being petty?
You should let them ants eat his ass sucked in.
Damn that dog.
I mean, you know, you want her to pay the vet bill.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know how that works. I don't, you know, see right here, the real issue ain't the dog or the vet bill. You don't like keeping the dog for the ex-wife.
Right.
But the baby, that's the daughter that's involved, your stepdaughter, I'm going to call her, because that's probably what you call her.
Well, that is what she called her. Mm-hmm.
Well, then, see, once you start that old step mess, then it's already a step down from yours, and so that's why you call them steps, and that's why I avoid that term, and that's why, you all in a bunch of men. I don't give a damn about the dog or the ass. That stupid-ass dog walked in there and probably supposed to get his ass ate up. Whatever. Dumb-ass dog. You down there with him. You ain't see the damn ants.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And let it go.
You down there. You a dog. Mm-hmm. Half your life is your nose on the damn ground. You didn't see them damn ants?
Yeah. Come on, Ginger. You got to let this go.
This question, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's what the thing is right there. All right. Moving on to Felicity in Durham. Felicity says, my boyfriend is throwing himself a birthday dinner and he's invited his brother that I dated briefly in college. The brother said it doesn't count because we didn't have sex. He said not to tell my boyfriend, but doesn't he need to know this?
You stupid. Y'all didn't have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Now you gonna throw that? Why would you tell your current boyfriend that?
Dude.
The other dude that gave you a free out, he didn't say it. We didn't have sex. You ain't even got to tell him. My brother happy, leave my brother alone.
Yeah.
Now, what have we learned here? You need to quit going out on dates with all these damn family members.
Family members. All right, moving on to Cynthia. Cynthia in Tampa. Cynthia writes, my girlfriend called and said she ran into my boyfriend with a woman. I got upset with him because he didn't tell me first. As long as he's respectful, things like this don't bother me. My girlfriend says I'm naive. Am I handling him the right way?
Do you have any sisters? Because you could be one of the most popular women in the world. You mean to tell me that if he told you he was going to be with another woman, you would be okay with it?
She said it. As long as he's respectful, things like this don't bother me.
Oh, I'd be so damn respectful. Wow.
That's the best thing.
Ooh, I'd be so damn respectful.
Like, give me an example of your respect.
David, me and Lydia going over here, I just want to be respectful. Let you know we going to the movie. I don't want you, somebody run up on it as a movie, and you didn't know I'm with Lydia. I want you to know me and Lydia going to the movie. So there we go.
Well, that won't bother me. Thank you for being respectful. I'm not bothered at all.
Really? Okay, well, baby.
Uh-huh.
You know, me and Lydia, we had such a good time at the movie the other day.
Oh, I remember Lydia. Yeah, you went to, uh-huh, yeah.
Well, we was going to go to the hotel and go down in the lounge and get some drinks.
Oh,
at
okay
the hotel,
then.
In the lounge.
Yeah. I'm not
just
bothered
so
by that.
In case anybody see us over there, we just drinking in the lounge.
Just having a cocktail. That's fine,
down
babe.
In the lounge.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me know. That's so sweet. You're so respectful. That's one of the things I love about you. So
where they
respectful.
Make them at? Where they do that at?
Hey, baby. Baby.
Yes, yes, baby, yes.
Uh-huh. You know what I was thinking about this Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Next month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just going to let you know. I ain't gonna swing through that day because I just wanted to.
Oh.
You know, Lydia is, this is her first Christmas since her divorce. And she going to be by herself, and she ain't never been by herself. And I didn't want her to suffer like that. I was going to go over there and just sit with her for Christmas.
Hang out with Lydia.
Because she cried a lot, you know.
Oh, you're such a good man, and you're so respectful. Thank you. And I remember Lydia.
Baby.
That's the one you went to the movies with, and then you had a cocktail with, right?
Yeah.
That Lydia.
That's her.
Oh,
yeah. That's her.
Thank you. You're so respectful. I appreciate that.
Down in the lounge, too. We was just down
in the lounge.
Drinking in the lounge.
And, see, baby, in case somebody tell you, baby, I be tongue kissing Lydia. I just want you to know. I don't want that. I want to be respectful, so you'll know I'll be doing that.
Thank you. You're so respectful. I appreciate that so much.
You know,
see,
Lydia,
it doesn't bother me. Yes.
You know, Lydia.
Oh, no,
Lydia,
your girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's expecting.
Your friend. She's pregnant?
Yeah, she's expecting a child.
What she expected?
Yeah, in about 5 months now.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Who do you know who the father is?
Just out of respect?
Yes.
I think it's me.
Always.
Out of respect, I think it's me.
Thank you for telling me because, you know, some guys, you know, they wouldn't even tell their women, you know, what they're
that's
doing.
Right.
I just,
that's
so
right.
Respect. It doesn't bother me as long as you're respectful. And, you know, I said that up front. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As long as you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
do you have a name for the baby yet? Respectfully?
Well, if it's a girl,
uh-huh.
We was going to name it after you.
That's
respect.
The ultimate in respect
respectful.
Right there.
Oh,
I can respect that. Oh, I can respect that.
You've done
that.
More to contribute to the baby being here than anybody else. So we thought it would be quite an honor for you.
But you're ignorant behind. What? See what can happen if you put blanket statements like that out, Cynthia.
See, and I want to say something else, too. See, this whole thing about truth that y'all be wanting so desperately. What was the question right before this one, real quick, Shirley? The question.
Oh, about the guy throwing himself a birthday party, and he used to date.
See, right there. And his brother told you, since we didn't have sex and nothing, it don't even count, so you ain't even got to tell my brother. You wants to take your dumb ass in there with the truth. Told y'all about this damn truth.
Mess
how
up
unnecessary
everything.
It is. Mess up everything. I have to be.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Melt Middle East second annual celebrity golf tournament and Melt Gala were on Friday in Abu Dhabi. And the golf tournament was sponsored by Yaz Acres Golf Club, and the Melt Gala was at the Louvre in Abu Dhabi. Okay. You had a great group of golfers this year, Steve. Ahmad Rashad, Martin Lawrence, Anthony Anderson, Akon, Charles Smith, Gary V, and the Earn Your Leisure podcast host. The females were represented too. My all-time favorite housewife was there, Nene Leakes, along with two of the housewives of Dubai, Lisa Milan and Chanel Ayan. Their husbands golfed as well, and Shaq was there. Pharrell was there. They popped in to the gala to show you some love, Steve. How was the weekend for you?
The dude from Harry Potter was there.
You get people from Harry Potter?
Yeah, we got a deal going over here with Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa, what?
Yeah,
that's pretty big, there, buddy.
A lot going over here. It's just a testament. You know, God's grace is amazing, man. We had a wonderful time, and I'm trying to expose some people to a region that people don't understand until you come here. You just have to come and see it for yourself so you can understand exactly what it is and open your eyes to something outside of the borders of the United States. The world ain't just New York to L.A. now. That ain't the world. Hmm. The world is much, much more than that. And I think exposing yourself to other cultures, regions, countries, ways of life, it can only better you. And I mean, you look at the list that was over there and you think about what you said. A person such as myself can go to a foreign country, which I don't consider foreign to me anymore at all. Mm-hmm. I can, they will open up their doors to me. I can have a golf tournament at a wonderful country club there. I can hold a gala dinner at the Louvre Museum. Do you understand that?
This big.
The world famous Louvre, and they've only done this one other time, and they put it in Abu Dhabi. Yes, Junior. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Need to speak up. You're too soft.
Scared. That's wonderful. I said, all that's wonderful, Unc. But you mean to tell me, you know Aquaman?
Jason Momoa.
First of all, dog, I'm going to just be real with you. I didn't know he was Aquaman.
Now, that is a real answer. I believe you.
Let's just be real right there. I ain't see Aquaman.
So you didn't know
who he is.
You didn't know who
he is. Killer and a furrier in Frontier. That was my dude.
And Game of Thrones. Remember he was in Game of Thrones? Yeah.
Wait a minute. What was he in Game of Thrones?
He was married to the dragon
girl. Queen.
Yeah,
to the queen.
You know?
Mm-hmm. To Khaleesi. He was married to her.
Oh, that was his girl.
Yeah.
Man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's, yeah, that was him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. Oh.
But you know him, huh?
That's who Jason Momoa is. Married
anyway,
to Lisa Bonet.
Like I was saying, it was just a testament to how you can be blessed in your life, man, and go to a place and get accepted for who you are, and people respect your value and your time, and really, really are just a respectful group of people, man. It's just a wonderful place to visit and see and learn from. And that's why I try to get some of my friends to come over there and see it. You know, it's really interesting, man, because people operate on propaganda so bad, you know, that it's just amazing. And they don't understand what it is. Like, I was talking to this one lady about doing it, famous person, and said, Steve, I've thought about it. I just can't do it because of how they treat women over there. And I just looked at her and went, what are you talking about? This is the UAE. This ain't Iran. See, and what happens is you get over here in America and you believe all the propaganda. You just lump everybody together. So you're one of the people that thought that Donald Trump made sense when he took office, and the day after he took office, he banned 7 Muslim countries from traveling. So all Muslims, no matter who, you throw y'all in the same bunch. And that's what we do over here a lot of times. And we as black people should be accustomed to that more than anybody. Where we get lumped together all the time, because I said it all the time.
Stereotype.
We are the one group of people that's responsible for the actions of all and each other. We responsible. You know, when I had a job, I used to come to work, hey, man, the guy that robbed the liquor store on the news last night, did you know him? Nah, why, how I know him?
Right.
Black guy robbed the... No, I didn't. The hell you asking me that for? But to come to a place that accepts all the diversity that it does, all the different nationalities, over 200 nationalities in the UAE, just a great place to come. Now, if you're a bigot, I strongly suggest you don't come, because you're going to have to hate everybody. You have to hate a lot of people.
All right, but in other words, a good time had by all. You're looking for more people next year, and it's a great thing that you're doing. And you know what, Steve, we got to say this as we move on. Thanksgiving is this Thursday, and it's that time again this year. The Steve and Marjorie Harvey Foundation is donating turkeys to the Steve Harvey Nation in all of our radio markets. Today, we're shouting out WBLS 107.5 in the tri-state area for handing out turkeys to multiple charities. We're shouting out 96.3 WHUR in D.C. for handing out turkeys at the Capital Area Food Bank. A big shout out goes to Philly's 105.3, the best R&B in throwbacks. That's WDAS. And they're giving out turkeys at great family gatherings. So to you, Steve, we say thank you. Always giving back. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone. So coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, you're welcome. You know we love you. Get a load of this story. Governor Kemp did a campaign rally for the first time with Herschel Walker in Georgia. We'll talk about it right after this.
I'll be damned.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Georgia Governor Brian Kemp campaigned for the first time alongside Senate hopeful Herschel Walker. This was after spending months just avoiding and steering clear of Herschel Walker. The joint appearance reflects how important Kemp's support will be in determining whether or not Herschel can unseat Senator Raphael Warnock in the December 6th runoff. Kemp told the crowd, quote, we cannot rest on our laurels, everyone. There were a few hundred supporters in a parking lot of a gun store in Smyrna, Georgia, waiting to hear from Kemp and Walker on Saturday. Kemp pitched Walker as a, get this, a physical and cultural conservative who would back tax cuts and support law enforcement and the military. And he repeated the Republicans' principal attack on Warnock that he votes with President Joe Biden 96% of the time. Well, he is a Democrat, right? Isn't that what they're supposed to do, stick together?
Prior to this, I wonder what Herschel Walker has voted on prior to this. Listen, man, we're just not going to be deceived by this. Kemp stayed away from him because he would have hurt his campaign. And improved in the polls. Listen to me. The Republicans went to the polls. They had Kemp defeat Stacey Abrams by 9 points. 9 percentage points. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Those same people went to the polls. And on that same ticket was Warnock and Herschel Walker. You would think that 9% difference would have carried over and helped Herschel Walker. It did not. Because something's wrong. Because deep in their heart, they know that this man is not a good candidate. You got them hateful, racist-ass hicks that ain't voting for a black person for nothing. So they didn't cast a vote for Warnock or Herschel Walker.
So they didn't vote,
period. But we can be the deciding factor. Because if we get to the polls for this runoff, if we show up in large numbers, we can defeat Herschel Walker. And if the non-people of color who know better show up to the polls and just do the right thing, Herschel Walker won't win, period. He is the most inept, unqualified person I've ever seen run for an office since we've been doing politics. Other than my little partner up in Cleveland that was trying to be city councilman. Other than that, I don't know nobody.
Why did you have to bring that up?
I just had to bring that up because my homeboy ran for councilman in Cleveland and asked me for a $3,000 contribution, political contribution. I went, $3,000? This boy right here trying to get a car. I said, no.
All right.
Let's get out and
coming
vote,
up next
for Senator Raphael Warnock.
Have to vote. Get to those polls again. All right, coming up next, it is Thanksgiving this week, and Junior has a Thanksgiving poem. He's going to bless us. We'll be right back with that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Thanksgiving is upon us, kicking off the holiday season for this year. And Steve, you want to do the honors and introduce him, please?
Ladies and gentlemen, he's here with another poem. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Junior. I call him J-Rap. J-Rap is an acronym, dog. That's his rap. That's his poetry name. J-Rap, it stands for Junior's Raggedy Ass Poems. J-Rap.
I'm not finna disappoint. Because y'all understand that I'm married now. It's Thanksgiving. My first one.
Okay.
Oh, that's
my
right.
First one, man.
Congratulations.
So name of this, yeah, thank you, Shirley. The name of this poem is My First Thanksgiving as a Married Man. I got questions. I'm telling you right now, this is it.
Here we go. You're about to cry.
This is my first Thanksgiving as a married man. What if my wife wants me to roast a turkey or bake a ham? Do you know just how worried I am? I can't fry turkeys like Tommy do. I'm almost as bad as Shirley in the kitchen. This is so much true.
Whatever.
I can't even grill like Uncle Steve. I can't even make macaroni and damn cheese. I'm a fast learner if y'all tell me how. Or should I make dinner reservations just right now? Maybe I should ask my wife if she has dinner planned. I'm so new to this. I need help. Man! Come on, Uncle Neff. Even Shirley, too. Help your boy out. What am I supposed to do? The end. I swear to God, I'm scared. I don't think we're going to eat
this. That's the poem. Wow. That's it?
That's it. I don't think we're going to eat this shit.
You sound so worried, Junior.
We're not going to eat. Thursday, Junior. I'm not going to eat.
Junior, what has your wife said about Thanksgiving?
Well, Uncle, I'm going to tell you. She ain't saying nothing yet. I don't even know. I'm scared.
Well, it's her.
Somebody needs to say something.
Don't make the decision. Yeah. See?
Don't it's put Monday.
Thanksgiving on your plate. Dog.
It's Monday.
Don't put Thanksgiving seriously. On your plate. It ain't what you do.
You know I don't do this, Unc.
Bruh, quit crying. Stop all this crying.
No, he's so
and just
bad.
Sit up there and wait and see what she going to do.
But what if she going to do now? We going to starve Thursday?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
What about the ham? What about the turkey? What, can I come to your house?
Put your
his house.
I promise you ain't coming to my house.
It's me, Unc.
No, I don't give a damn.
We don't do new people, Junior, for Thanksgiving. We don't do new people.
Wait a minute, hold on. So I can't bring the new person who happened to be my wife to y'all house? Is that what y'all saying?
No, we're not used to y'all. No.
We don't even know if she could cook. You married her, we didn't. We ain't never had Shirley at our house because we don't want her bringing nothing.
So,
Shirley asked me one year if she could come to Thanksgiving, what I need her to bring. I told her ginger ale. Just bring some ginger ale.
So
it's in a can. It's already made. She can't mess this up. It's hard to even buy a bad brand of ginger ale. Just buy some ginger ale.
So if I come to your house, I just had to bring ginger ale. Do that.
You're I didn't say coming. That to you. You're not coming.
Why? Are you,
you got a whole family now.
Wait a minute.
She got a wife. You got kids now. You got grandkids. Am I finna do all that with you?
It's the holidays.
You know what, man?
So
you need to go by Popeye's and get you a 20-piece. Because I see this ain't going to go good for you. You need to get you a 20-piece, man. And just
wait, helping him.
Popeye's and get a 20-piece for Thursday?
Yeah. Get it Wednesday, and you'll be all right Thursday.
Are y'all for real? Wait a minute.
How you all going to do Junior
sure.
like that?
Do you hear the Do you hear the two people I look up to the most that told me I can't come to their house?
Well, Shirley, you invite him over then.
We go over there. We ain't
eating. I've been invited out.
If I go over there, I know we ain't eating for sure. I know.
Sorry.
This is like a spade game if I go to Shirley's house. I know that's going
I would
like.
Invite you to and your brother.
I understand that. I ain't that crazy now. I just asked y'all to.
But you guys.
I know Thursday, Shirley doing a lot of Monopoly. I know that's what's happening. I know that. Cooking ain't going on. Just want to make sure.
Well, what should he do then? What should he do? You all haven't given him any advice.
I don't know, but happy Thanksgiving, Joe.
But y'all acting like I don't know where y'all live, though.
I know both of us got gates.
Come on up there if you want to. You know how many people that sit outside that gate, though?
Sorry, Junior. I guess you better have some reservations. All right, coming up
Flashing lights and stuff, blowing horns, all kinds of stuff.
The Nephew with today's prank phone call after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, she's nice to him, but naughty to me. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. But right now, it is the Nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Girl, I done made up my mind. I'm going to get downright stupid this morning. And just take us right on into Thanksgiving the right way. Thanksgiving week. We're going to jump this thing off right. This right here is a wedding with Butchie. Everybody knew a Butchie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A wedding with Butchie. Cat Dog, if you would.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Alan.
This is he.
Hey, Alan, how you doing? It's Butchie, man.
Butchie?
Yeah. You was at the cookout the other day with the family. I'm Christian's cousin.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You was at the cookout the other day. I wanted to reach out to you. I know the wedding is in the next 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. It's like two and a half. Yeah.
Yeah. You ready for that?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Well, hey man, I got a little bit of a problem that that we kind of wanted to call you about, you know, because the family got together and had a little meeting, like, and what the deal is this here. I know you excited and want to marry my cousin, and she kind of excited, too, about the whole thing. But, you know, like, the family members, we got together and decided that we finna call the wedding off for right now.
What you talking about, calling the wedding off?
Well, see, you know, everybody think you cool and all, and, you know, we real, real passionate, man, about, you know, people marrying into our family or whatever. Like, you know, the gathering the other day, you know that was a potluck thing. Everybody bring something, right?
Hold on. Kristen ain't never told me no like that.
About what?
About something about not getting no married.
Okay, well, see, right here, like I say, this is what the family done decided on.
I don't give a what the family decided on.
Okay, see, this is what I'm trying to tell you. See, we're a real close-knit family, and it's like this here. See, first of all, let me get you to understand this here. You talking to Butchie right now, all right? See, here's the deal. You know, we done decided that the wedding ain't finna happen in 2 weeks. Until, like, when we had the potluck barbecue, everybody bring something. Why you ain't bring nothing?
What you talking about? I'm paying for the wedding.
Oh, that's what you finna throw up in our face, that you paying for the wedding?
Hell yeah. What was I supposed to bring?
Hey, man, everybody bring something when we have a potluck, you know. Everybody bring something and contribute to the function or the event that's going on, you know. And for you to walk up in there and not have nothing, that let us know what kind of person you gonna be in the family. We can't have it.
Oh, who is this again?
This Butchie right here.
I don't know no Butchie. Look, I came to the family gathering picnic. I came there, showed up, was loving on all y'all, telling y'all how great this was going to be. And now you telling me I can't marry Kristen? Is that what you're telling me?
Hey, man, the family done already voted. And when the family vote, dog, that's it.
I ain't marrying the family.
You marrying my cousin Kristen. That's what you trying to do. And you ain't finna marry her.
Look, don't be calling up to my job talking no like this. I'm already on hot from today with some bull my supervisor done pulled. Do not come calling me with no bull.
Hey, man, let me tell you this here. Until we can decide that you good for Christian, until we can decide that, you know, you can handle being married to her and you come correct as a family member, and if you gonna come to potlucks, then you bring a pot. You ain't bring nothing.
I ain't gotta bring nothing. I'm paying for this wedding. I don't give a what you're up there. All that money I done dropped for this? I I bought two bottles of wine to it.
You bought, I ain't seen no wine.
I don't care if you got that wine or not. I saw her mama drinking it.
Okay, well, I ain't getting no wine. I don't remember nobody bringing no wine. See, Butchie normally see everything that go on.
I got class. I don't know what he's talking about. Butchie, whatever. I brought some wine. Her mama was drinking it, and I ain't playing that. This wedding going down. I done spent over $23,000 on this.
Hey, man, I done already told you that the family done voted on that the wedding name.
I don't give a what the family voted on. I done paid for this. I ain't heard nothing from Kristen about this.
Kristen might not know what we done voted on. We make decisions sometimes for everybody. You understand?
That don't include me.
We'll let Kristen know that we finna stop the wedding. I'm just calling to let you know before I even tell her what's up.
You trying to tell me Kristen don't even know?
Nah, we ain't told her that we don't agree with you yet and that we gonna stop the wedding. We ain't told her that.
Man, get the out of here. I done paid all this money for this, man. Y'all ain't stopping.
Hey, man, I done already told you what we doing, all right? I'm not finna continue to go back and forth with you.
You better get off my phone raising your voice at me.
I tell you what, let me say this to you. I don't care if I got to bust up in that church and stop this wedding, because you done went against what we done said, whatever I got to do.
I don't know who you with. I wish your would try to stop this wedding. Look, we can handle this right now. I can get off of work. I'm already going through some bull, and I'm already on fire. I will come there and bust your right now.
I don't know. You know what? See, when she was going with Nigel, see, Nigel ain't act like this.
Hey, oh, wait, what the? I don't know you didn't bring that up. Me and that done already have. Don't even bring that name up in me.
Hey, man, I'm just keeping it real with you. Nigel ain't act like this here.
That we done have words, and if that want to come and bust up in there too, he get dealt with just like that too.
Hey, man, all I'm just trying to say is the whole family, 100%.
All that, I don't want to hear nothing about this no more. Tell me where to be, and we can deal with this right now.
I'm just letting you know the family done voted. The family that already agreed. Now, what we'll do, we'll push the wedding back and then give us time to reevaluate you.
Man, reevaluate me? I don't need no evaluation from y'all. Me and Krista get married, I done put some money on this.
All I know is the wedding ain't happening.
That the wedding is happening. Not after I done paid for all this. You on some bull. You, the family, we gonna get married in 2.5 weeks and y'all if y'all don't come. And if y'all come up in that, y'all gonna get dealt
hey, man,
with straight up.
Hey, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, right now the family don't want you in the family right now.
I don't give a about y'all. I ain't in love with y'all. I'm marrying Kristen, and I can give a if I see y'all ever again.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you this here. The family voted on one more thing. You need to go on and know that while we at it.
This ain't no damn democracy. We getting married. That is between her and I. And if y'all don't want to be there, jump off in the ditch.
It's one more thing we done voted on.
What the else you done voted on?
We voted on this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Kristen's entire family got me to prank phone call you.
Y'all some y'all some I'm still up when they come to the wedding.
you Tommy.
I don't put all that money out like that. I was like, no, sir.
I got one more thing I got to ask you, dog. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Tommy, I'm being real with you, man. Somebody gonna f*** you up.
I'm a genius, Shirley. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I'm a genius. I'm
at just being a straight... stupid?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the okay. best at it. I just yeah. and y'all don't want to commend yeah. me on that. That bothers
no, no,
me.
No, 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 no. We'll give you that. No, we'll give you your proper son.
I have
genius.
No problem getting that. You're yeah. genius with that too. We ain't got no problem doing right. that.
Yeah, at being right. stupid. No, the, no one
no,
does it.
Nobody
better.
Does it better than you, man.
No
Thank
one.
You. Thank got you. That all right, lot. I'm gonna do it even better. I'm gonna do it even better. December 22nd. That's a Thursday night. That is in Greenville, North Carolina. Greenville, mm-hmm. North.
You just
Carolina.
Was in the South. Now you in now?
Yeah, I was just in the South. Now I'm in North. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Greenville, North Carolina. All right, that is going to be December the 22nd in Greenville at the Greenville Convention Center. You can go to my website, thomasmiles.com. You can click on it and go right there and get you some tickets. We'll talk mm-hmm. about this later, but laying in the cut, Shreveport, Louisiana, MLK what? Weekend. What? What? If you don't have it now, how is you going to get it later? See the kind of
write
genius
that,
I am?
Write that down.
You, ooh,
write
that you, down. You scared me with that one. Boy, you too good with this. Boy, you scared
you
me
ain't going to get it now. How is you going to get it later? That's how I was saying.
All right. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, she's nice to him but naughty to me. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
You never, never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, she's nice to him and naughty to me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 38 years, and my husband and I live together as roommates now because he told me years ago that he didn't feel the same about me. It happened after our oldest daughter got into a fight with her aunt, my sister. My sister worked at an upscale restaurant, and my daughter got drunk in the restaurant and walked out without paying her ticket. My sister got terminated over the way my daughter clowned. My husband defended our daughter, and he's always been a fool for our daughter. So she has no idea of how the real world works. I have a rental property that was my first home before I met and married my husband. The house was in bad shape, and I learned recently that he's having the house fixed up so my daughter and her teenage son can live there for free. He feels like she's had a hard time adjusting to being a single mother. Yes, she's had a hard time because he doesn't force her to keep a job. If she has a disagreement with anyone at the job, she calls her daddy to tell him about it. He will make a way to get her another job with one of our friends in town. It's embarrassing because now everyone knows she's trifling. If I intervene, my daughter tells me that it's between her and her daddy and they will handle it. I'm shocked that my husband is choosing this trifling for over me and our wedding vows. I tried to have a talk with our daughter and set some rules for living in my house, which is in my name. She had the audacity to tell me that I was out of line. How much more do I have to take before my husband checks her? She's 35 and will continue to be trifling if he keeps enabling her. What can I do? Well, I mean, you're right about a lot of things that you say in this letter. She will continue to be trifling if he keeps enabling her. And guess what? He keeps enabling her. And this is a problem. Your daughter is overly grown, okay? She's 35 years old. She's disrespectful. She's a brat because your husband has coddled her. And guess what? You've lost her. And you've lost your husband. He's awful the way he's treating you. And you said it, your husband has chosen her over you. Over the years, your husband has encouraged her horrible behavior. He'll get on the phone if she quits a job and get one of his friends to hire her. And you know what? This just didn't start after she was so ugly to your sister at the restaurant. This has been happening her entire life. I think you left out a lot of stuff in this letter. This has been happening her entire life. like I said, otherwise she wouldn't have acted like she did in the restaurant in the first place. She's been coddled, she's been spoiled, allowed to get away with her actions since she was a kid by you and your husband. Why are you just speaking about this now? I mean, you know, this woman is 35 with a child of her own. She treats you, her mother, like her competition for her dad's affections and attention. You can't allow her to do you any kind of way. You're the authority figure here. You're her mother, not her friend. Your husband is dead wrong for this. He's the one that's dividing and separating. I mean, you're the queen in the family, not her, but she gets treated like the queen, not you. Why? I don't understand why you let them band together against you. I mean, are you the enemy now? It looks like you're the enemy in their eyes. I mean, didn't you raise her? I don't know where the mom respect is. I think the excuse your husband gave you for not feeling the same about you anymore is a lie. You didn't act a fool in the restaurant. Your daughter did. What did that have to do with you? I think he's turned his back on you now, but her going off on her aunt had nothing to do with it. That's just an excuse he gave you. So stop blaming yourself for your daughter's ignorant behavior and your husband's neglect. You get to decide how you want to live your life. You're not happy with this arrangement. You got to do something about it. Start with putting your foot down with your daughter and your rental property. Step in, make her pay rent. Let your husband know you mean business too. I don't think you should tolerate any more them against you. Steve?
Let's get to this. The subject on this letter is she's nice to him and naughty to me. The name of this letter should be, wait a minute, ain't she your daughter too?
Yeah.
The name of this letter should be, wait a minute, ain't she your daughter too? Listen to this. Dear Steve and Shirley, I've been married for 38 years. My husband and I live together as roommates now because he told me years ago he didn't feel the same way about me. It happened after our oldest daughter got into a fight with her aunt, who is my sister. Hold on, wait a minute. Ain't she your daughter too? My sister worked at an upscale restaurant and my daughter got drunk in the restaurant and walked out without paying her ticket. Ain't this your daughter that we talking about too? My sister got terminated over the way my daughter clowned. Oh, okay, so it is your daughter. My husband defended our daughter, and he's always been a fool for our daughter, so she has no idea how the real world works. Ain't she your daughter? I had a rental property that was my first home before I met and married my husband. The house has been in bad shape, and I recently learned that he's having the house fixed up so my daughter and her teenage son can live there free. Wait a minute. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Ain't she your daughter? He feels that she's had a hard time adjusting to being a single mother. Yes, she's had a hard time because he doesn't force her to keep a job. Wait, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Am I reading this letter wrong? Ain't she your daughter too? So I think you all get where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Because she's talking in this letter like she didn't actually birth this girl.
Yep.
So this is why I'm confused. So when we come back, more confusion.
Yeah, hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, she's nice to him but naughty to me. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter and get to your response. What you got?
She's nice to him and naughty to me. Like I said, the name of this letter should simply be, excuse me, wait a minute, ain't she your daughter too? So all the way I've been doing the first half of this letter was I was reading this letter and plugging in where I thought she should be saying, but this is your daughter too. I'm trying to realize how she wrote the letter. But here's a part about this letter. She said she'd been married for 38 years. Her husband and I live together as roommates now because he told me years ago he didn't feel the same way about me. And then she said the reason he said that was it happened after our oldest daughter got into a fight with her aunt, my sister. What? Wait a minute. A man tells you that he don't feel the same way about you no more. And you think that it happened after your oldest daughter got into a fight with her aunt, your sister. Wait a minute. I don't want to sleep with you no more. I don't love you no more. I ain't in love with you no more. Because our daughter got in a fight with my sister, with your sister. What? Dog, what? That don't make no damn sense. And lady, after that, your whole letter don't make no sense. Your sister worked at an upscale restaurant. Your daughter got drunk in the restaurant, walked out without paying a ticket. Your sister got fired over the way your daughter clowned. What that got to do with how your husband feel about you? My husband defended the daughter. He's always been a fool for our daughter. What that got to do with how he feel about you? So she has no idea how the real world works. What that got to do with how he feel about you? And this is your daughter we talking about. Then you had a rental house that you had before you met your husband, and the house in bad shape. You learned recently that he having the house fixed up so his daughter, so your daughter and her teenage son can live there for free. Ain't she your daughter too? He feels she's had a hard time adjusting being a single mother. Yes, she's had a hard time because he don't force her to keep a job. He don't force her to keep a job. You her mother too. She has had a agreement with everybody at the job. She calls her daddy to tell him about it. He'll make a way to get another job with one of his friends in town. So this is your daughter though we talking about. It's embarrassing now. Everybody knows she's trifling. No, it's embarrassing because everybody knows she's trifling and she your daughter. If I intervene, my daughter tells me that it's between her and her daddy. Women, excuse me. And they will handle it. Didn't you make her? Ain't you the reason she on earth? I'm shocked that my husband, watch this though. I'm shocked, this is what she said. I'm shocked that my husband has chosen this trifling heifer over me and our wedding vows. Wait a minute. This trifling heifer? Ain't this your daughter? Didn't you give birth to her? I'm confused. And now you think it's your husband has chosen this trifling heifer over me and our wedding vows. I tried to have a talk with our daughter and set some rules for living in my house, which is in my name. She had the audacity to tell me that I was out of line. How much more did I have to take before my husband checks her? Why are you waiting on your husband to check her? Didn't you make her? Ain't she your daughter? Ain't the house in your name? You don't have to let her live there. I'm so confused. She's 35 and will continue to be trifling if he keeps enabling her. What can I do? Stop the enabling. First things first. My house, my name, had it before I met your father, and had it before you were born. Okay? So now, that's your house. You're not moving into it with your son. What else you got? Let's start there. You can't disrespect me no more because I'm no longer accepting disrespectful behavior. Why? Because I'm your mother and I won't accept it. So the way you stop accepting it is you stop the communication. You already calling her a trifling heifer like you don't even know her. So why don't you quit talking with her? See, what you're not finna do, ain't none of my kids finna do this to me, is play me and then come to me and need something. Okay, come on. Come on. I want to see how this works. Now, I got what my job as a parent is, but I got news for you, partner. You disrespect me, then come to me and need something? Oh, we finna go right back to what this disrespect is about. No, you need to go to somebody that you respect and get some help for. Oh, it's happened. That's how I know how to handle it. I know exactly how to handle it. Oh, I'll get your ass in line right quick, because I tell all of mine, no, you will need me long before I need you, because I didn't have you for years anyway. Here, trust and believe this here. I don't know what y'all thought I was doing before your ass was born, but I was making it. I was surviving. I might not look like I look right now, but I was getting here.
That's right.
Your ass don't even know the way who I am. So now clearly, your ass needs to make an attitude adjustment. Because you will need me long before I need you. I promise you that. Because every hardship I've ever had, I've never had to go to you for you to bail me out. Better get to being a parent. I wish somebody would disrespect me in a house that I'm paying for. I tell you what.
Why you laughing, Unc?
Oh, it's funny. I want to see it. I like when they come up to me with it, man. I start laughing because I already know the ending of the movie. I already know how this is going to go. I know all these scenes and everything. I'm the director.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
Hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand But coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, here we go, Pippen. Let's go over week 11 in the NFL.
Let's go, baby. I got to see how I did. You know, I'm way over here, so I don't know. Go ahead, Junior.
All right, here we go, Pippen. The Falcons over the Bears, 27-24.
I think I picked that one, man.
Yeah, man. The Bills beat the Browns, man, 31-23, pimp.
Well, but I knew that. I knew they wasn't going to beat the Bills. I knew that. Yeah. I can't pick it, but I knew that. I ain't no
you
surprise.
Knew it.
Yeah, ain't nobody hurt. I stopped hurting for the Browns in 1982.
Yeah. Here we go, Pippen.
Go ahead, what's happening?
The Eagles, man, edged out the Colts 17-16, Pippen.
Edge, one, whatever, same thing. Put it in the column, baby, under the W.
That's where it is, man. It's gonna make you mad, Pippen. The Patriots, man, beat the Jets 10-3.
I hate the Patriots. Everything in me. Go ahead,
they're going to get in the playoffs, man.
Yeah, man, they're going to miss right getting that title. Here go another one, Pippen. The Saints, man, over the Rams, 27-20.
Wow. Right, that's Saints, surprising, that. But that's good, though. I'm more of a Saints fan. I didn't think they were going to do it. Congratulations.
Here go another for you, Pippen. The Detroit Lions, man, over the New York Giants, 31-18. Come on, Detroit.
Come on, Detroit. I don't know. Did I pick that one, Junior?
Yes, you did, Pippen.
Nope. I think so. No, I always picked Detroit. Yeah, I always picked Detroit.
And Pippen, why you go Detroit, Pippen?
Because that's where the players play. In honor of the Broadway and City Slickers. You know I never say die, baby.
<they dress. laughs>
Greatest shopping experiences I've ever had. Mm-hmm.
The Ravens over the Panthers, man, 13-3.
All day.
Yeah, man, he gonna win. This one hurt, B. Pimpin. The Commanders, man, beat the Texans 23-10.
Told y'all.
Whatever. Whatever.
We didn't do well today either. Whatever. Pimpin. Here we go. He going shocker though, Pimpin. The Raiders over the Broncos 22-16.
Man, that's crazy. I don't know what's happening with Russell. He got a beautiful wife. He'll be all right. Yeah.
Here we go, Pippen, man.
Go home and lay down with it.
Then lay down right. on it. Dallas Cowboys over the Vikings, man, 40-3.
Ooh, I might have picked that one, though.
You picked that one, Pippen. You did pick the Cowboys.
Go, Cowboys.
But you know, right. It hurt you to do it. So, it's in there, man. Yeah, it's a great week.
It's all good. Right. Don't even worry.
Congratulations.
About it,
All right, coming up next at the top of the hour, a listener from Chicago, Steve, needs your help right before Thanksgiving. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Steve. So Roe in Chicago needs your help, and he needs it badly. He says, hey, Steve, I'm 54 years old, and my wife is 60, and she has 5 grown children that are married and a lot of grandchildren. I don't have any kids. I love spending time with her family, just not at our house. Together with the husbands and all of the grandchildren, there will be 21 extra people at our house for Thanksgiving. Please help me. How do I get them to leave shortly after dinner without being rude?
No, dog. Just once a year, you got to lock in.
Yeah.
You
got to
lock in. When you marry a woman, you get the full package. Your package came loaded. So let this be a lesson to you and the new married person on our show right here.
Yeah.
Because it comes with the package. Yeah. It's a lot of people going to be at your house. Now, the fact that you don't like it, you're going to have to grin and bear it. You know, just do you some stuff, get your TV, put you some headsets on, act like it ain't happening. Be cordial and committed.
Act like
that's
it's not
all.
Happening.
Yeah, just look at that TV.
That what you be doing?
Just look at that TV. I'll go right on over to the cigar lounge. Y'all go ahead. Then they trickle their ass over there. My little daughter going to bring BJ over to the cigar lounge one day. He say, Papa, it's too smoky in here. Get your ass out.
Let me ask you this. How do you handle the bathroom situation when you got that much company coming through?
My house worked off. Yeah, everybody down here on this floor right here. Here go the 2 bathrooms down here. Alternate. Work through it.
They can't go. They
do
can't
not
go
walk
else.
Your ass up them steps.
No. That's a no-no.
Yeah, don't even go up the steps. There ain't nothing for you. There's plenty of bathrooms down here. Any one of these. Got bathroom right outside, so you can go outside.
Are you just in the cigar lounge by yourself? No one else? Not the husband?
No, my son come over there every now and then. Oh, okay. I don't really care for the husband. I don't like but one of them. So.
Wait a minute.
I can't believe you just said that. It slipped out. Okay, you didn't mean to.
You don't like but one of them.
I slipped out. Yeah, but I'm not retracting a damn. I probably shouldn't have said it.
I probably shouldn't have said it.
I got all that, but I'm not retracting a damn.
So they just heard it. That's it.
But the good thing is, no, they don't know who it is. But everybody's gonna be thinking it's them now.
No. Oh, everybody knows exactly who it is.
Oh, they know. Oh, okay, they are.
Yeah, y'all don't. Y'all speculate.
Wait a minute.
Everybody in the family knows exactly. Exactly. Who the hell I'm talking
about? Who we talking about?
Okay,
wow.
Can I ask you this?
Why did you have to say it?
Do you do secrets in your family? Do you just keep secrets in your family? Do you just let everybody know?
I don't have any secrets when it comes to family members.
You know okay. He says whatever on
everybody know how I feel. Ask me something about one of them.
Okay.
Don't do that, Junior. Don't do that.
My dog, ride or die.
Okay.
I die for any one of my kids. I die for any one of them grandkids. Mm-hmm.
Leave it there.
Yeah. Cool. Son-in-laws.
Leave it there.
Sacrifice for your own damn family. Your turn to be a man. I wish I would take a bullet from one of my damn son-in-laws. Maybe get a step in front of your own. Just get to protect him. Your punk ass when I handed it to you. That's what you said you was going to do.
Lord.
Get to taking these bullets.
But Roe in Chicago says, how does he get them to leave shortly after dinner without being rude?
You ain't nobody leaving? Dog, ain't nobody leaving? You 54. This is family. Dig in. I done told Roe, you ain't got no
it's
time
for
this.
It's a way to get them out the house, dog. Come on, man.
It ain't no way to get them out. Rude. I go do what I'm going to do. Y'all stay long as you want. I hear them downstairs laughing, making noise, all that.
But he doesn't live in a mansion like you, Steve. He can't go upstairs.
Well, that's Rodan problem. Now, like, what you want me to tell Ro? Buy a big ass house for Thanksgiving? Get him? What you want me to tell him, man?
All right, we got to go on that note. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes.
You can open your front door and see the back door. I can't help you.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, we've been talking about Thanksgiving all week. Thanksgiving is this Thursday. And Steve, you said earlier that when it comes time for dinner and the prayer, you don't like when they go around the room and ask everyone what they're thankful for. So, yeah. So I'm going to ask you right now.
It takes too long.
Yeah, it does. And the food gets cold.
Food be cold.
Everything that's important to you ain't important to everybody else.
Right.
You know. Yeah, it can't about how you thinking, Lord, about the weather. You were able to purchase yourself a new outfit and all this here. My head held down to hear this here.
It's always the preacher that don't get to preach much at church. Then he, when he get to the family gathering, now he big now.
Yeah. It's too much, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He a preacher.
Yeah.
He a preacher that didn't get called. He just went down there.
You know, Shirley, like my cousin, you know, like my cousin, like 55, you know, every year he got gout, but he be closing his eyes. Like, my eyes is closed. He said, I want to thank Lord that I kept my foot this year. I don't care.
He kept
your
foot.
Your ass don't quit eating red meat with your fat ass.
Yeah.
Inflammation. Gout. Man. I ain't even know they had gout no more.
Yeah, they still got gout.
We'll have more.
I got a partner I went to college with had got gout. We was on the Zoom talking. He said, yeah, man, I went to the hospital. I went to the doctor. I got gout. I had to look it up.
All right. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour.
I got rid of gout. I thought it was like polio. I thought they had cured that. I didn't know.
We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this. Crazy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It's time now for a round of Would You Rather, guys. Would you rather speak like Mike Tyson or speak like Herschel Walker?
Oh, Mike
Tyson.
I'm going with Mike
Tyson. Uh-huh. Dog. At least Mike Tyson's intelligent.
Uh-huh. Yes.
He formulates
Mike's smart,
he
man.
Has some deep thoughts, man. Mm-hmm, Mark's mm-hmm. smart, dude. Well, Mike got wisdom in him that learned over the mm-hmm. years, learned from his mistakes.
Mike Tyson.
Herschel Walker just sitting up here just propped it up. And we got to stop this. We got the good cause with the good emissions. And we got to stop. They ain't trying to help us.
Yeah.
The China, he India, they ain't helping us.
Truly the last slave right there. Truly the last.
What is you talking about? Got my jacket on today?
What?
That boy got CTE. I'm telling you, man. He's too many hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, go vote. Would you rather Halle Berry in Swordfish, remember Halle Berry in Swordfish, or Nia Long in The Best Man?
What?
We know what Tommy's going to say.
This ain't a question. This ain't a would you rather.
This is a would you rather. Would you rather Halle Berry?
Both gorgeous. Both.
Yeah. They both gorgeous, but we going over there that damn Swordfish, though. I know where we going.
We got to pick one.
That's where you
don't either one of them want me, so I'm Well, I got good ass sense. You know, dudes be talking, I'd rather have this and this. They don't want you, though. See, let's get to that part. Excuse yourself from the embarrassment.
They don't want you, though.
Yeah, they don't want me. So, you know, all this, I went, man, I'd rather have. She don't want you, though.
They don't factor that in.
Damn, man, dudes be talking like they got a real shot. Hell no, I'll take Halle any day. Halle don't want you.
Well, Tommy will take Halle.
Halle don't want him.
Are you don't sure know that about that, huh?
You don't know that.
Okay. Damn, why don't you have her? Because you want her?
You don't know that.
Oh, I'm just asking the obvious questions.
So you positive.
All right, we're moving on. We're moving
what
on.
What he cannot do is run the risk of going up there and asking her to want him. Because then he got to give you all these fantasies. That's all
I can't
over.
Do that. I can't. You can't crush
gonna
my spirit
it.
Now.
Yeah, no, yeah. She's going to crack it. It ain't going to be the same no more.
He saw her on the airplane and couldn't even say anything to
Let's
her.
Not talk about
he was
that.
Speechless. Let's
not. No, he knew not to, sure.
Oh, that's what it was, Steve.
Oh, he does have the conversation go. Hey, excuse me. How you doing? I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Excuse me, who?
See right there. That'll crush me.
Right there.
We'll be back in 49 minutes.
You not do that.
With the last break of the day. And
go back to your seat. Right try to find this. Your seatbelt.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Steve, before we get to your closing, this is our last break of the day. We do want to say happy belated birthday to President
happy
Joe Biden.
Happy birthday to you.
He's celebrating
happy
his 80th birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
All right, now.
All right. Nice, Steve. Very nice.
You sound like that white lady that sung it for Kennedy. You sound
that's
just
what
like
I was
her.
Doing.
Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
Yeah.
I was doing it. No, she was real breathy.
What?
Happy birthday. She was real breathy. She was being sexual. Wind blowing up her dress and everything. Threw that for Biden. Biden a faint.
All right, Steve.
Running
take us home.
Bringing them up through the tunnel and everything, man.
Take us home, please.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Hey, listen, listen, everybody. This election is critical. The runoff in Georgia, we got to step up to the plate. I noticed that there were 1,100 absentee ballots that they refused to process. 1,100. And they often know that the absentee ballots are usually democratically controlled and ran. But they did not use 1,100 absentee ballot votes. That's crazy. They did everything in their power to suppress the vote. We still had more votes than Herschel. But because of this liberal candidate took up 2% and Warnock didn't get 50% of the vote, we have to have this one runoff. You all, the Republican Party has dumped hundreds of millions of dollars into Herschel Walker. Governor Kemp, who has never stood next to this worthless candidate, is now standing next to him because he knows the significance of it. But he can stand next to him all he wants. We just need for two things to happen. We need for all of us who know better to do better and to get to the polls and vote better. But we need all of the people of non-African-American descent and people of non-color to do the right thing. It's called the right thing. Why would you not, man? I mean, for the state of Georgia, why would you not do the right thing? Senator Raphael Warnock is far better qualified to do things for Georgia with his bipartisanship record. They can say he votes for Joe Biden all the time, but everything Joe Biden done ain't been bad for Georgia. Everything Joe Biden ain't done ain't been bad for the country. Stop listening to political pundits who have one agenda, theirs alone. So they went and got somebody that they could control. The ridiculousness of it was they went and got an African-American to pit against the other African-American. They will do anything to win. This is preposterous. They don't bit more give a damn about Herschel Walker than they care about you. But they done propped his ass up like he's a viable candidate. Have you heard any of his talks, any of his speeches? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to us, and it is embarrassing to them as the Republican Party. They know he's embarrassing, but they can control it. Well, what we're not going to do is sit here and let you put a puppet in the office that you can control. You got to go, man. Not going for this. This dude right here, man. Dog, man. All right, this is just, for me, this is, we got to vote, y'all. We got to vote. Vote for Raphael Warnock. Everybody should be pulling the lever for this man right here. If you care anything at all about integrity, if you care anything of raw, anything at all about imaging, man, if you just care about people, do the right thing, Republicans. Oh, man, why do I feel like I'm talking to deaf ears, man? Did I just say do the right thing, Republicans? Yeah, I just said it. At least this once. You didn't vote for him the first time, or else he'd be senator just like Governor Kemp became governor again. You voted for him in overwhelming numbers. The numbers was crazy what was went for Kemp. Now he done turned around. He won't even talk to Herschel Walker. Now he done formed a relationship with him because the party done told him, we got to get this man into the Senate. No, we don't. We don't need that. That's not good for politics. It's not good for imaging. It's not good for the brand. Y'all tired of Donald Trump, too. Just need somebody with some courage to say that. You let this dude announce another running for the presidency. Are y'all serious, man? Are y'all serious? You know good and hell well that ain't right. But the Southern Evangelicals is the most disappointing group of them all. I got the militia. I got the Klan. I got the skinheads. I got all that. But the Southern Evangelicals, man, you are showing what you were built on. You are really, really showing what you are built on, man. For you not to vote for a man who's an evangelic, demands a minister. You won't vote for a minister? You will vote for a dude that's accused of paying for abortions, accused of denying his children, accused of battering women. You will vote for him before you vote for another minister? Really? Why? Y'all got nothing on Raphael Warnock. I mean, he's a human just like everybody else. He has his flaws. But you ain't got nothing on him, or else y'all would have been running a commercial about that. You ain't got him on abortions, aborting babies. You ain't got him on beating women. You ain't got him on child support. You ain't got him on nothing. Why is Herschel Walker even a considered as a candidate? This is ridiculous. We getting to the polls, man. We're not going to let it happen, period. Y'all have a great day. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. And I just wish the Southern Evangelicals would do the right thing. I'm not really counting on you. I just wanted to say it to you. Just so you know I am. Now we are.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.